Hi, it's Lisa Scott with LoseMyAccent.com. I'm talking with you today about cross-cultural business communication, some do's and don'ts for coworkers. This episode will be on the don'ts. In our ever-increasing global marketplace, it is more and more likely that you will encounter non-native speakers of English in your workplace. This can be a wonderful opportunity to get familiar with another culture, but the cultural differences in communication can be frustrating, particularly when the other person has limited English or a heavy accent. Don't give up, though. Cross-cultural business communication does not have to be so hard. You may not think that you can do anything about it, but there actually are several steps that you can take. If the person has very limited English, you could offer to help him or her find ESL classes. If their knowledge of English is good, but their accent makes them hard to understand, suggest to management that they offer accent reduction training for those who need it. In the meantime, though, what do you do if you're working with this person and you just can't understand each other? Here's a couple of things not to do. Number one, do not speak more loudly. Unless the person is wearing hearing aids or has a known hearing loss, please do not speak more loudly to him or her. He or she is not deaf, and shouting does not improve communication. It is a natural reaction for many people who are misunderstood to repeat their statement a little louder each time, as if the listener were a stubborn 2-year-old willfully ignoring the request. Use a normal tone of voice. Your listener will thank you. Secondly, do not over-enunciate. Another tendency many of us have when faced with awkward communication is to slow down and over-enunciate. Do you hear the words I am trying to say? We think to ourselves in an over-exaggerated fashion. But that is not how English really sounds, and it won't increase the chances of being understood. It will only make the listener feel belittled. Now, to find out 3 steps that you can do to improve communication with your coworkers, please listen to the 2nd episode of Cross-Cultural Communication. This is Lisa Scott at www.losemyaccent.com.